Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. With your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. This is your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. So excited always to have yet another Thursday night open mic live with all the poets and vocalists and comedians coming through as they do. We're just going to get it started tonight. I'm waiting for my co-host to come in, and hopefully they'll be very, very soon. But you know how we do. We got to keep it in rotation, keep our artists in rotation throughout the year. So excited about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards coming up this September the 29th in Canton, Michigan. So looking forward to that. All right. I'm going to give you more information about details about that later on in the show, but we're going to get some of our artists in rotation. Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn, might as well start it off for you. And I'm going to play his track in Living Color.
In living color, I am your breathing canvas. Your scent rushes through me from your oils and your charcoals. Your watercolors stain me into a base for your creation. You pour ink from your soul. I am your paper. Scribble on me. Color on me. Outside the lines, I will conform to how you want me to be. Dizzy and high, you make circles around me. I'm smiling wide as you find another color and eyes. Stay black. You wear down the brown from your softest brush. You go up and down with that peach color. Sign your name and date me. Write a poem over me. Your words overwhelm me, but you highlight the scenes. You use your best tools. I feel like you're touching me like a kiss from somewhere wet. Somewhere I don't care. It's sweet. It's from a place you don't hide. I don't care. Kiss me with slave-chained freedom. I hold on tight as you tilt me on your easel. Don't want to be ever done with me. Wrap me tight, seal me. Even years later, I claim you as my artist. You fix what others have messed up. I am your masterpiece you have been living for in your hands. People see you have me high-priced. One of a kind, they can't afford me, so they admire what you have done to me. They sing praises of how good you are. You smear me so damn good. You are the best at mastering, brush stroking me, keeping me stretched on a frame the size of a king's bed. You paint naked from your soul, nothing in your way. I feel you all over me. We both get wet. I admire how you make me drip. Your talent is rare. You paint me into the right texture. I try hard as I lay for you in living color.
All right, there it is. Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn in Living Color. He is definitely going to be on our stage in September here in Michigan, here at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. So excited about that. I see somebody that has arrived in the building, and he is my co-host. So I am going to connect him in. Hey, CVG, how are you?
All right, sweetheart. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Glad you're here. How was your day today?
Not too bad. I can't. You?
Wonderful. I can't complain either. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't.
Me, because I would.
All right, well, we're going to get it going, keep it going here. We're going to take a call, and, you know, we're going to go back and forth, music, a little, play a little music in the mix and some of the spoken word tracks that is obviously sent in. Then we're going to take some callers and kind of mix it up tonight. How about that? How about we're going to take the very first caller on the air? Caller from the 586 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic G and Mr. CBG. Who's going to rock the mic tonight?
Oh, I'm just thought I'd call in and take a listen to some of these fine poets. My name is John D. Green, Sr.
Hello, Mr. Green. How are you?
Well, ma'am, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Can't complain. I'm glad to have you here on listening in tonight.
Yeah, I thought I'd get a little taste tonight. The first one was out the gate. Very nice.
Thank you. Did you want to share anything else? Like, are you doing anything that you want to share with our listening audience?
Oh, I'm just, you know, me working as usual, filming and working. As you know, I'm an actor and musician, and that's what I do.
All right. I guess for you guys, for you don't know, Mr. John Green Sr. will be on our stage as well at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. So, yay! Oh, wow.
I'm hoping to inspire some poets.
Yes. I'm sure you will. We get inspired very quickly and easily sometimes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again. I am going to take the next caller here. Thank you, Mr. Green.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we're going to take it down the line. You know what I said? We're going to mix it up a little bit. We do have some other callers, so if you guys will be patient, we want to make sure we, you know, give you a fun-filled show. We're going to take another piece from one of our artists that have ranked on our charts throughout the year, you know, for more than 52 weeks, I'll say that. And this is one track that I happen to really like a lot. Very talented brother from the Michigan area, Mr. Hakeem Crampton, with Who Am I. He's definitely one of our ranking artists and one of our ranking nominees. So check this out, Detroit and all our global listeners.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift.
Who am I?
Of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past.
Who am I?
I am the now and the beginning.
Who am I?
I am that time. force that never ceases.
Who am I
move rapidly through the universe.
Who am I?
At the speed of light. Before there was light,
I
traveled swiftly.
Who am I?
My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree.
Who am I?
The universe writes my history.
Who am I?
Through the signs and symbols of the stars.
Who am I?
Casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that Neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrows its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star. And yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source.
Who am I?
Of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I?
The life germ that grows.
Who am
grows
I?
Under my spell.
Who am I?
Who I am the season of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind
I?
Over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the
who
hurricane
am I? Who am I?
In the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land. And yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant. I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, Mr. Hakeem breaking this down with Who Am I? And I personally asked him to come and perform that, and he said yes, of course. So you'll be hearing that live on the stage September 29th. Right.
I think it's something wrong with the blog talk tonight. It's moving kind of slow.
Huh? I know something's going on with the chat room, too. I've been trying to open it up for the last 5 minutes. So
I'm in the chat room, but I can't, you know, I type one thing, and then I can't type no more. I can't move it. I can't do nothing. So
something is definitely going on, but that's all right. The show must go on, so we're going to do what we can do tonight. All right, I'm going to read a piece really quickly. I see you guys hanging out on the switchboard. Love your presence here. Just when you're ready, select option one, and we'll definitely connect you in. All right. I am going to read a poem from The Homeless Cry. And I'll read Homeless Cry. This piece is entitled, actually, Homeless Cry. With tears I cry, wondering why no one stretches back when they see the stretched-out hands of a homeless man. I don't understand. I'm human, too. I could be your uncle, father, brother, cousin, or perhaps be the spitting image of you. I know you owe me nothing, but can't you see that I lack nourishment and am hungry? Your crumbs and scraps, I yearn for them, rather than give them to me in my face, you burn them. What have I done to you? I'm a citizen, too. I just happen to be a citizen without a home. I am not a pile of dung, nor am I a singer with a song unsung. My heart beats, too. I'm alive. And when I'm beaten by the hands of another man deemed a citizen because he has a home, my flesh turns blue. People get a clue. Does a man have, ask yourself, does a man having a home really make him more of a citizen? Does it make him more of a citizen when he causes another man to bleed just because he's a man living on the street and in need? I am homeless, but I am peaceful, and I seek to hurt nobody. I am just a homeless man that pleads to those passing by. But it seems everyone continues to treat me as if I am invisible with their piercing eyes. My flesh feels as a bundle of thorns and thistles are plunging in the pores of my skin, digging deep within as if they want me to drain of all my blood and bring my life to what seems to them to be a worthless life to a tortured end. They bother not to learn of my story. They seem not to care that I was once a working man with a Ph.D., until hard times fell upon me, robbed me of my plush life and family. They have assumed just because I am homeless, I am good for nothing. They have assumed that I choose not to work and relish in living life as a vagabond on the streets. They refrain from giving considerate thought that I have dropped off several resumes and all I am ever told, we can't pay you what your resume says you're worth. So I'm left with no choice but to go back to the only place that nurtures me, Mother Earth. She doesn't tell me that I am without worth. However, citizens have deemed me unworthy to breathe the very air they breathe because my hair and clothes appear to be unkempt, and my hygiene may be long overdue for a refreshing, never giving thought that I'm a homeless man, and if my circumstances were different, I would be more tidy than I now appear. I am a homeless man. Every day I cry using pieces of paper to catch the flow from my eye. I could feel sorry for myself and ask God why. But I choose not to. Instead, I try to make sense of my journey. I choose to believe with a mustard seed of faith that the road I travel as a homeless man, my ability to believe will someday redeem me and take me home to the promised land where lack is not an option. And homelessness is just an archive of my history. I can only accept that my state of existence is a lesson for me, and I intend to learn the first time. This is a surety. In the meantime, I'm a man in need. Day by day, I lie on the streets, pleading to everyone passing by me, can you spare some change so I can get something to eat? They look at me as if they have seen a ghost, not responding as if my pleas have been silenced and fallen on deaf ears. As my eyes fill with tears, my heart pumps with fears of the evil lurking in the night, wanting to harm me because they think since I'm homeless, I live an uncivilized life. But the irony is, I have become a celebrity. Everyone passes by me, recognizes me. Needless to say, no one asks me, how was my day? They just continue to go on their merry way. No one asks me to dine with them. No one asks me to celebrate or sip wine with them. No one embraces me with love. Instead, they put on rubber gloves, not to shake my hand, but to ensure they don't touch anything with bare skin outside, just in case I had. No one asks me for my autograph. Instead, they mock me with their sinister laughs, teasing me with doggy bags, smirking with the fold of their lips, intentionally giving me false hope, saying if they had more, they would share their leftovers with me. The world is filled with such evil and cruelty. Momentarily, I wonder why, but then I remember I have more important things to ponder, like how am I going to escape the thunder when I only have a cardboard box to live under? Now I really must cry. That was a homeless cry. All right.
That was all right, too.
You've been citing that piece in upcoming weeks at a couple of the schools in the community. So I'm so excited about that. We get to talk about the homeless cry.
Why don't you clap yourself up then?
Pardon?
You need to clap yourself up. That was really a good poem.
Well, thank you, Stevie G. Oh, okay. son. Since you say so, I'm going to do it. You know, all right. My co-host said, clap it up, clap it up, clap it up. The hymn is crying. All right, great people. I see you. I see you. All right, we're going to take the very next caller. We're going to mix it up, like we said, a little bit tonight. Caller from the 513 area code, you're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who's getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
This is Romeo DiNatti.
Hey, it's the rock from the 90.
Hey, hey, Poetic E. Hey, hey. Hey, I'm feeling tonight, Stevie G.
All right, I'm good. How you doing, bro?
I'll maintain the Poetic E. That piece was, that was a real touching piece. I had the white tears, like, wow.
Thank you.
Then I heard thunder. All I had was a cardboard box to live under. That's real.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a real piece right there. I'm excited about the show, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. Yes. I was looking at the commercial today. I sent the text. I like, hey, y'all got to check this commercial out.
Wait till y'all see the second one.
Yeah, that's a set. But yeah, I kind of share some of my thoughts with y'all.
All right, break it down.
All right. Well, you made me want to change my piece, so.
Yep.
I'm gonna do this piece titled "My Earth."
All right.
I ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. I praise God that you praise God. It comforts my soul more than the Seinfeld Paula Deen show, feeding me like the children of Israel. You are manna, sweet like honey from a bumblebee. Your pure love humbles me. I bow to your temple. After I place 7 kisses on your temple, one for each day the Lord had made. Blessings to his son, I get to see your face. You're more than a rib, beyond my Eve. You're the fruit for my life I pluck from your tree. And your nectar heals me through and through. Satisfies my thirst, sparks my fire, burning like a furnace. Till I'm anew, and I'm a new creature, and that's thanks to you. Your anointed hands and blessed breath help bring me through. I'm blessed that God blessed me with you, so my blessing is a double. The devil's under my feet and his head is in trouble. I feel a shout coming on, the choir singing my song. Feel like going on, 'cause your love and strength makes me strong. You're my earth, a feminine miracle any woman can give you, like birth. Being able to listen to the harps playing in the kingdom of heaven will be equal to your worth. So you beyond cloud nine to me. I was lost, broke down, in despair, but your love would find me, construct the perfect repair. Now wherever you're at, I want to be there like your shadow. My desire is so deep for you that I will plant my seeds in your soil. Multiply food for holding, kiss your belly when it's full. The joy you give me makes me full. I could not, would not want nothing else. Gluttony is a sin as well as a curse. So I feed and nourish off you, my earth. That's my thought.
All right.
I'm sorry, CBG. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say, CBG?
I was just saying that was a nice poem, Romeo.
Thank you. Thank you, Stevie G.
Romeo, that is, you need to put that in frame and get the circulating that. Man, that is awesome. I hope you share that, Pete. So you do whatever you feel like on the stage at night. Oh, wow, that is definitely, I mean, it just says so much depth in it, and to really reflect that. I don't know if you wrote that for anybody special, but, man, it definitely would grab the hearts of many. That's all I can say.
Thank you. I wrote it for, you know, just the women in my life.
Romeo.
Just mothers of all. Yes, Stevie G.
I said, you know how to do your thing, Romeo.
Appreciate
right.
that. Appreciate
I know she prays for that. I mean, happy for that, too, you know. You want to share anything with the listening on this, Romeo?
Well, I actually do. I'm new to this social network, so I'm actually on Twitter now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm at Mr. Romeo DiNatti. And I have a Reverb Nation page.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
That's at Romeo DiNatti. I have a couple tracks on there that might be on the album. And I have a few videos on there also. So those are the newest thing that's going on. Twitter, Mr. Romeo DiNatti, Reverb Nation. Well, shoot. I mean, the biggest thing going on is I'm going to be at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. I mean.
Yes!
Yeah. That's one of the biggest things is going on. But other than that, I'm just trying to perfect the album. I'm just waiting to get my singles out. And thanks again for having Wet Rain nominated. And as soon as I can, when I get the email address from you, I will be getting a track to Wet Rain to you.
Oh, great. Yeah. Book more billboard at live.com.
Okay.
I'll send it to you, though.
That's what's yeah, I'm going to get that to y'all so y'all can, you know, hear how it sounds with the music.
All right. Yes. We certainly appreciate that. All right, Mr. Romeo DiNatti. Thank you, Romeo. We appreciate you.
Look, Dad, I'm going to put myself back on mute, put my hand down. Y'all take
all care. All right. That's Romeo DiNatti. He will be in Michigan, also on the Spoken Word Billboard Awards on the stage, bringing the house down. I'm so excited about this. It's just coming up so quickly. We got so many wonderful people that's going to be there. We're trying to get a spot at the theater so we can, you know, so they can put our commercial in rotation. It's in the making, and we have another commercial. We had to reduce the first commercial down to 30 seconds or submit another commercial for 30 seconds because a minute is way too long for the theaters. And way too expensive. But nevertheless, we're going to keep the show going. Mr. Romeo brought it down. I love that piece. I see all you lovely people hanging out on the switchboard. All right. And I certainly appreciate your presence here. But if you want to be heard, select option one, and I'll definitely connect you in. We got people from the 313-501-615, 314-248. And we got a couple of people from 248-313. All righty, 202. So you know what to do. All right, we're going to keep it going. CVD, you want to share something?
Yeah, I got a little piece I can share.
All right.
I said I wasn't going to read it, but I'm going to read it anyway.
All right.
It's called The Old School Way. Hot pants. Remember them? They were similar to Daisy Dukes, for those who don't know. But a blast from the past will show how fine the women were back in the old school, when y'all was swimming around in your daddy's sperm pool. Shit, I might even be your pops. 'Cause many nights, many hot pants have dropped. and I let them drop till they stop, then round my back, them pretty legs locked. So if you need to reach me for lessons, hit me up at 1-800-PIMPIN-SESSIONS. Because back in the day, I was a Mac. Some things you never forget, now that's a fact. I remember putting on the 3/4 raccoon reversible leather with 4 chicks on my arm, Cynthia, Carly, Roxanne, oh yeah, and that white girl Heather. Those were the good old days while we puffed on Mexican gold and others took tabs of purple haze. We were wild and crazy without direction. No infomercials to warn us about our obsessions. I was pushing a 2¼ and my partner Hall, and we called each other blood. Where y'all get this shit, dog? I ain't no damn dog. I'm a man. I walk on 2 legs, not on 2 legs and 2 hands. This world is really different. So much has changed. Now we have diseases that blow your dick out the frame. Back then, times were tough, but they're tougher now. Y'all need an old school brother to show y'all how to get down. You need to know how to romance a sister and get in her brain. Stimulate her mind first. Keep you in the game. Her body will come. Just be patient and wait a while. Keep her mind happy and her body will smile. I'm trying to keep my sanity in these days and times. Sometimes it's hard to follow that straight line. I keep hearing my mama's voice say, boy, you better straighten up and act right. And I would look at my mama like, huh? Then go out and get in a big-ass street fight. Get locked up for 2 or 3 weeks, come back home and go right back to the streets. I wish I listened to my mama because she was correct. No matter what area you live in, the streets will always put your ass in check. I ain't trying to blow no smoke up your ass. I lived a lawless young life with no class. I made a lot of mistakes and turned a lot of wrong corners. And if I would have stayed on that path, there would have been a whole lot of mourners. Back in the old school, the neighborhood raised you. And if you fucked up, your neighbor will whoop your ass too. I know you youngins are saying, listen to this old school nigga. But your mind is this little, and mine is this much bigger. Because I've been places you ain't going to get if you don't start listening to your mama and do the right shit. I gave you a small blast from the old school. So don't let your new wave ass stay a brand new fool. You may have to look back to progress to maintain your new success. So pull up your pants and act like a man. Throw that damn gun away and put a book in your hand. Some woman is going to love you one day if you start to do it the old school way. And that's me.
What's your demise, CBG? CBG in the house. CBG, you were just a cat daddy. You just that was a thing. Real at the
cat.
Same time.
every time
you read a piece like that, I just imagine you with a hat on your head, come to the side. I don't know why that gives me that visual. So go ahead, old CBG. That's all I can do. All right, that was Mr. CBG, my co-host, bringing the smooth and real. All right. CBG, you done put it down, boy. All right, well, we're going to keep the show going. CBG, wait a minute.
Yes.
I just want that for a this works mind from, you know, Carlos, hold on for a second. I just need to find out. What frame of mind were you in when you wrote that piece?
Like last week, I wrote in my poem, I'm going to be bringing a new me that y'all don't know about. So I wasn't in no frame of mind. I was just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't no pimp. I wasn't no real pimp.
I had my share, you know, that's what I'm saying. I wasn't no pimp, but you know what? It goes back to the old school. You know, everything that you do now is comes from what you were raised on, you know.
Yeah.
So, and I keep saying, you know, if you don't live and learn your lessons, you don't. But, you know, sometimes you have lessons and you get them and you still don't learn from them. Even a grown-ass man like me in my 50s, I still have the same issues and not learn my lessons. So, I mean, you know, I can preach that lesson shit all day and all night. But even as a grown man, you still make mistakes and you still don't learn from your lessons. But, you know, you learn from some of them. And as long as you learn from most of them, I guess you're doing all right. And the old school taught me a lot.
All right. You're keeping it real. All right. That was Mr. CBD. I had to get a little bit of commentary from him on that piece because it was definitely real piece. All right. I'm going to take the very next call, and then we're going to mix it up just a little bit more. But the very next call on the line is calling from the 615 area code. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who's getting ready to rock the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Jazzy Sedelic.
Hey, Jazzy. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're great. Well, I'm great. Now let Stevie G speak for himself.
I'm good.
Yeah.
What you gonna do for us tonight, sister?
I'm gonna do a piece called PhD.
All right.
I've decided that no one can hurt me, so don't mistake me or mistake me for being weak at heart because of the drug you stole. Since the day you pointed your finger, the stench of your negative aura still lingers. Those without sin, please catch them. But the last check, thought we were grown. Adults only. So hate the premises. You were always guilty, never proved your innocence. Getting is a given. Maturing is an option. That's why age ain't nothing but a number. 33 years old, 1978, born with thunder. You just missed my strike of lightning. But that's okay because my flood of words is frightening. And you went against the rain just to spite me. But I laughed in the face of adversity, trying to rise my spirit to urgency. Now you're discombobulated, needing emergency surgery. A life replacement. And I'm the doctor on call. After all, you've been planning my downfall. Someone must have told you wrong. I'm too strong. Your victim. Confidence is how you pick 'em. Mama didn't tell you that you would meet a Jazzy like this, and Daddy never taught you to stay off my shit list. You're not the truth. You're an illusion. Immaculate. Impossible. Like immaculate. I used to ask myself, how many times do I have to experience something before I'm an expert? I'm the master of getting failed in love and friendship affections. I have 6 degrees in rejection. So I studied error reflection, did a self-inspection. I don't despise, I don't envy. It's not me, it's you, Joe XD. Pleasure in hating. That's your profession.
Is that your piece?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We just wanted to make sure that you went out.
Yeah,
that's
nice. Thank you.
That's real.
No.
Everybody's bringing the realness tonight. Yeah. All right, Miss Jazzy Sedell. And, you know, she's going to be one of our ladies of the hour of the night that night as well. We got to get it all packaged up so she can get here safe and sound, and so she can
you know, bringing down that night. I'm so looking forward to meeting so many of you guys. So, all right, Jazz, do you want to share anything? I know you got a lot going. You got music. You got tracks. You got what else you got? Let us know.
I actually left a couple of pieces on Reverb Nation. You can actually download it for free. It's on the get them, kind of like my piece. And I'm also, I've been nominated for the Word Artist. So I'm really excited about that. I'm getting a lot of votes in. And I have a Jazzy Sedelic fan page on Facebook. I'm going to see Jazzy Sedelic. Hopefully it'll be out by the end of summer.
All right. We're definitely going to check it out. And you know I cast my vote because you are just amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And, you know, I just really love your talent. And I wish you much, much continued success. And, you know, anytime we can, you know, help make that happen, we sure going to do it.
Appreciate it. All right,
Miss Jazzy Sedelic. All right, the Silky Jazzy Lady. All right, well, we're going to keep it going. Powers, you know how we got to do. We got 18 and a half more minutes going. I'll still bring some more powers, but, you know, because in honor of the spoken word billboard, we definitely have to make sure we keep some of the tracks in the mix. And I don't just want to play some of the spoken word artists, but let's play a couple of the musicians who have made it into our charts and are some of our ranking nominees. All right, and this one lady that I absolutely love, and I had an opportunity to interview her on the show. And her name is Miss L. Renee. And we're going to take it down with her piece, Reflection.
I can't wait to see you do it when I do it, and I do it till you say, yeah.
Well, all right, Ms. L. Renee with Reflections, who happens to be one of our ranking nominees. So, you know, we hope that she wins. But we got some amazing people in all the categories, so we're rooting for everybody. Everybody can win, but it's just an honor to even be nominated. And it'll always be next year if you don't win this year. All right, we're going to keep it going here. We're going to play our commercials 1 minute long, folks, so bear with us. We just want to make sure that everybody hears and get an opportunity to hear about the Spoken Word Billboard Awards. All right, real quick.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe in the elegant facility of the Village Theater in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon Zach One, soul singer Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Alfreda Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
All right, all right, all right. We're back. All right, well, we're going to put, I see we still have some callers, but hang on tight, everybody. We definitely want to keep our artists in rotation. We're going to take it back to the spoken word tracks, and we're going to put the Oracle with Haluna Love Affair, who's definitely trying to get down to Michigan so she could be present. She already claiming her awards. All right, but Miss the Oracle, if you don't know, this is one classy lady, and I love this track of hers. All right, Luna Love Affair.
Imagine a white moon with a blue haze halo surrounding it, and dark thunderous clouds engulfing it, then parting slowly, rhythmically, sensually. It reminded me of a passionate encounter. Aloha, welcome to paradise, where blue skies, turquoise waters, kissing rains, and gentle breezes are the norm. Standing naked in the jacuzzi, giving praise and performing a ritual moon dance in honor of the moment, all because you were my lover. Love, don't you know you're mine? Jealous lover, the clouds part in obedience, arms outstretched, awaiting the arrival of Mother Wisdom, silence droning on in anticipation of the moment when a word would be spoken and heard. All because he was heard. Of the night, can this be real? This bliss enveloping, caressing, loving me so carefully, tenderly. The lady smiles, then, and in that moment, her thunderous, foreboding lover engulfs her. Her smile flickers, and she is gone. All because he was, he truly, truly was. Her love affair. yes, he was her. Luna, love, yes, he was. Sitting down, I contemplate what has just happened. I realize my sexual encounter with nature, though brief, will have a lasting effect. Somehow, I am changed forever for the good. For all of my life, all because you were, you truly, truly were. Jacuzzi, at one with nature, God, the universe, and me.
All right, welcome back, Detroit and all our global listeners. That was the Oracle with the Luna Love Affair. That lady's just smooth with it.
She sure is.
And that explains why she has been ranking in our charts and is also a ranking nominee. I believe she's a ranking nominee in two categories. You go, Oracle. All right, we got 7 more minutes remaining in the show. I still see we have callers. Select option 1 if you want to be heard. Obviously, you know the number because you're on the switchboard. But I have a couple of announcements. Again, the Spoken Word Billboard Awards are going to take place in Canton, Michigan at the Village Theater. September 29th at 7 p.m. we'll be starting properly. And you can get ticket information from their website. You can go to the Village Viewers website. Also, the Spoken Word Billboard website, there is a link where you can click on it, and it'll take you to purchase a ticket. Also, if you a friend of mine, you can see, where I've been posting the link to go purchase a ticket. The tickets are $25. So get your tickets early because they're starting to go. If you want to definitely be there, and so many people have asked me how we dress. It's red carpet style, but we also know that everybody can't just afford to go out and just buy everything. So feel comfortable because, poets, we know how to mix up some flavor and make it all just work. So don't be afraid to just come as you are because, again, you will be braced in love. And we're just going to have a good time. And I guarantee you more people are going to be thinking about how good of a time they're going to have rather than what you got on. So don't let not having after 5 gown or, a flowing gown or a tuxedo scare you from not coming. With that being said, all right, also I just wanted to remind everybody to there's also the hotel information. We 3 different hotels on the website, the SpokenWordBillboard.com website. You can get all the those are the closest hotels to the facility if you are planning on staying, overnight. People may fly in and just fly back the same night. But that information is there as well. Also want to remind everybody, I have been nominated for the 2012 Business Influencer in the Expert category. I thought that, when you went to like it, that you were actually placing a vote, but we found out I actually called the sponsors, and they're saying that this was just a nomination period, so I guess it's like a few more days, and so I'll be posting the link so everybody can cash a vote for us, sister. Just help us, sister, out to win. This will be a lovely award to win, and it's going to be held in October, the actual event. So it'll be well after our event. So it'll be nice to be able to win something. It was nice to even get the nomination. But I would love to, you know, ain't nothing wrong with wanting to win some every now and again. All right. Well, we'll keep it. We're going to play one more. Actually, we're going to take a caller. Caller from the 313 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller from the 313? Are you there?
I like they're trying to be there.
All right. Well, we're just going to, because we only have 3 more minutes remaining, so we're going to mute that person. All right, and then we're just going to keep it going. We got one more artist that I want to get in tonight. We got so many, and for those who have been trying to listen in to see if your tracks are being played, we got throughout the week different ones are played. So if you just know if we're not playing it tonight, we'll play it and you know, get an opportunity to do it another night. But this one is a short one. And so I am going to play that before Stevie G take it over tonight. I just want to thank everybody for always, you know, the support that you give to the show continuously. This is your time, and you could be in any other place, but you choose to be here, so we certainly appreciate you for that. And just look forward to continue our positive ride of, you know, everybody being successful in their lives and doing their thing out here. All right, we're going to play Raynard, Bad Boy Number 2, his Rosary of Denial, which happens to be one of our ranking nominees. All right, so I'm going to play that real quick, and then Stevie D will take it off for us.
You came to me silently, like thieves in my temple. How dare you flick your blasphemous lashes and say you don't want to be here tonight. But your lips, like the prodigal son, return to lit on my skin, like it's without sin. Should I show you that I have the stones to cast, that we are not unthinkable, just unthink the thinking of what others think they know. All we should do is think of the possibilities, but I digress. You see, I am sinful. I have reached in the inner workings of my soul, stole the 1 centimeter of distance between your tongue tip and my bottom lip, place it above our deity of denial to kill every excuse not to covet the fill of your thighs, committing adulterous acts on my willpower against your logic. Even now I lie to myself, knowing full damn well that I will again use your name in vain, just to hear what it sounds like when it rains with stroke offerings on our Sabbath. While I am unholy drinking the words that you just said to me, can you not tarry with me for just a little while longer? But you came to me like temptation, 39 days into my desert, wanted me not to worship at the lips of your altar you so willingly give. How dare you kiss me with the lips of Judas, pointing lust where to find my desire, crucifying my sanity against my wants of you. I know with just 2 lips and 5 fingers of each hand, we can feed the multitudes of you and I and you. Just preach your sermon on the mount to show me that last night's Sodom and Gomorrah is right now's Eden. All you have to do is confess and say, I want to be here tonight, while fingertips count the rosary of our denial.
All right, welcome back to Detroit and all my global listeners. That was Mr. Raynard Yearby with Rosary of Denial. We certainly appreciate everybody for hanging out with us tonight. We appreciate your love and your presence here. And I'm just going to hand it over to Stevie G, and he's going to take us home tonight. Stevie G, take it over.
All right, y'all. I'm going to take y'all out of here with some Voyage to Atlantis by the Isley Brothers.
Peace. All right.
Good night.